welcome to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles, episode number 20. I have a very special guest with me today. We're here at Houston at Quilt Market, and I have Sarah Fielke from Australia. She's a very talented quilter, designer, and author. She wears many hats, and we'd like to get to know her a little bit better. So I invited her to come sit down with me and talk about what inspires her and how she got into quilting. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, Jackie.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you first got into quilting and then what got you to where you are today.
Well, I guess I've been a quilter since I was very young. My mum taught me when I was a little girl, and she made beautiful quilts, and she let me use her sewing machine and make little things for my dolls. And it wasn't until I was much older and had children that I started, you know, making larger quilts. Mm-hmm. And then I had a lot of friends that wanted me to make them quilts, and so I started selling them, and then I started teaching, and about 8 years ago now, I met Kathy Doughty, and we opened a shop together in Sydney.
And can you tell us the name of the shop? I'm sure some of my listeners will be familiar with the shop. The name of the shop was
Material Obsession, is Material Obsession. The shop is still there. I no longer work there. Yeah. We opened this little shop, and we thought we might, you know, sell a bit of fabric, and some people might come in and say hi every now and then, and all of a sudden we had this sort of juggernaut that took off and did all this amazing stuff. And so in my time in business with Kathy, we wrote two books, Material Obsession 1 and Material Obsession 2.
Which I have to say I'm a proud owner of both books.
Thank you very much.
And I have to say, though, that I had to wait an awful long time for the second one to come out in the US.
It took almost two years after it was published in Australia. I think the publisher did that because Material Obsession 1 was going so well.
Yeah.
I think they really got a surprise as to how well it sold here, and so they decided to wait and let it do its thing. So
they are both wonderful books too. I mean, you really did a fabulous job. Tell us a little bit about how you came about doing the first book, and then what led you to do the second one.
Well, the first book, I've always wanted to write a book of some description. It's been a sort of dream of mine since I was a little girl. And when we started selling a lot of our patterns in the shop, which we hadn't really expected to do, it didn't occur to us that people would want to make our quilts. When we started selling a lot of the patterns, my husband, Damien, who is kind of the marketing guru in the group, decided that they would make a great book. And we don't make quilts like everybody else make quilts, and we didn't want to write a book like everybody else does. So we went to Murdoch Books in Sydney, who publish a lot of cookbooks and that sort of thing, like really beautifully mm-hmm. produced, you know, gorgeous cookbooks. And we walked in with quilts and stacks of stuff and kind of put on this great big show. And I think we completely blew them away.
A great presentation.
Yeah. Well, apparently. And, you know, we had quilts with us and stuff, and I think they were a bit boggled. And they sat in the meeting and went, let's do it. So, we were stunned, and it just sort of went from there. And the first book we had almost written when we went in there, because we'd been writing patterns for the shop and all that sort of stuff. So the first book was easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this whole plan of, you know, there were going to be five books and this is what they were all going to be. And they, you know, we had it all mapped out, and I'd written this whole plan of, you know, cause it was kind of my little dream to do it all. And so after the first book sold very well, they decided that they would do the second and, you know, possibly the third and, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. So we made the second book, which was fantastic fun. It's just come out here in the States. And the idea of it was that Kathy and I would both start with the same idea or the same block or the same, you know, both start in the same place and then go off in different directions for the two different quilts. To give people ideas on how to design their own quilts.
I think it's fabulous. I loved, when I got the book, I thought, what a great idea. The two different viewpoints of how you're going to create.
Yeah, and Kathy and I are very different quilters, mm-hmm. And which I think is kind of why the partnership worked for such a long time, that, you know, we have such different styles, so we appeal mm-hmm. to different people. And so I think the book is quite diverse because we were never going to make the same quilt no matter what happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've come out really differently, and hopefully that inspires people to go off and make their own thing.
Yeah, I think it will, absolutely. Is there a third book in the works?
There is a third book in the works. This time I'm writing the book on my own.
Okay.
It's just about to go to press in Australia.
Really? Yep. So that means another couple years until the
US. Well,
I'm
hoping it might come out a little earlier than that. Okay. In the States, but yeah, we need to negotiate on that a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's not a Material Obsession book.
Right.
I'm hoping that they won't wait the amount of time that they did on MO2. It's called Quilting from Little Things. And, yeah, you'll be able to buy it from my website. Anyway, come about March next year.
Can you tell my listeners what your website address is?
Yes. I actually have a brand new website that was just launched 2 days ago. It's sarahfilkey.com.
Ah, so great. Can you spell it out for them so they know how to get there?
www.sarahfilke.com.
Great.
Yeah.
And now what is different about that website versus your blog?
Okay. Well, the blog is my ramblings and carry on and fabric that I bought and, you know, what I'm working on and all that stuff. The website will link to the blog, but it has all the pictures of my new fabric range on it. It has some interactive pages from both the books, so you can go in there and turn the pages like you do on Amazon and to look at both of the books, and the third book will be up there when it's available. There'll be some free patterns, especially some free patterns from my new fabric.
Excellent. And your new fabric is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. tell us a little bit about how you started with the new fabric, because for anybody who's read your blog has seen the fabric.
Yes.
And it is really beautiful. I can't wait to actually see it down in market. So if you could tell us a little bit about how you got the idea. And look at your husband's bringing over a packet of the fabric. Oh, look at! I can actually feel it.
You can actually feel it.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And can you tell us which manufacturer and how you kind of got the ideas for the designs that are?
Yeah. Well, when I left Material Obsession, I really wanted to do some of the things that I've always wanted to do with quilting and not, you know, have to focus on the shop, because the shop, as I'm sure you know, takes up a huge amount of your time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, stock and all of that stuff. And so I started almost straight away writing the third book, and I started thinking about doing a fabric range. Mm-hmm. And I had talked to other manufacturers in the past, and we almost got a third of the way down the track designing a range with somebody else. And it just wasn't right. And I was in Amsterdam teaching, and I met a designer and one of the commissioners from Leesian in Japan. Mm-hmm. And they invited me to submit some drawings. They were going to be in Melbourne a couple of weeks later. So I quickly went home and drew stuff madly. And presented them with this little folder of things, thinking, oh, you know, like people have all this amazing computer-generated stuff, and here I've got this little folder of drawings. And they sat there and chatted in Japanese for about half an hour, and I sort of sat there
and
looking
you're not
at
sure
them,
what
thinking,
saying,
oh, no, what's going on?
Saying,
and then
wow.
They, yes, we would like you to produce, you know, a line of fabric and 40 pieces and, you know,
40.
Thank you
so
very much.
So there's 40 pieces in this whole line?
That's only that
this
little
only
bit
part of it.
There's only half.
Wow.
Yeah, there are actually 41 pieces.
Wow.
There's 8 different designs in 5 different colors.
Here comes the rest.
8 different designs and 5 different colors, and an extra stripe, which I stuck in there at the end.
I tell you what, I love the stripes, and I love the prints that you have, and I like the color ranges you did.
Thank you.
They're gorgeous.
I love spots and stripes. Anyone who's seen my quilts know that I love spots and stripes.
Yep.
So to have my very own spot and stripe with my very own name on it has
Are these
going to
be
exciting.
In your third book? Or any of the
no,
quilts in your third book?
No, unfortunately, I just didn't get the fabric in time.
Okay.
But hopefully there'll be a fourth book, and then they'll be in there.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I only ended up getting the meterage of the fabric probably 6 weeks before market.
Yeah.
So,
I have to tell you, I met, on the flight over here, I met a designer. She designs for Benertex.
Yes.
And, one of the things that she said something similar to what you said, you know, a lot when she started designing, she designs the, Baby Genius fabrics.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And she said she doesn't design with a computer. She designs pen and paper.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what really intimidated me more than anything, is I really didn't have a huge amount of idea about how it was all done. I mean, I know all the repeats and everything are done in the computer, and I thought, well, how am I going to do that? You know, I don't use Photoshop or any of those things. And it was fantastic that Lisa had just been so helpful and wonderful and just completely given me complete creative control, just let me run mad and do whatever I wanted.
I mean, it turned out beautifully on the fabric. And plus, by the way, I know that you people can't feel this right now, but it's got a beautiful feel to it. It's
very soft and drapey. Yes. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Very
it's
nice.
Lovely to sew.
Beautiful in any quilt. So definitely be looking. What is the name of the line?
It's called From Little Things.
From Little Things. Yes. And how does it feel to have your name on a selvage?
It's very exciting. I'm having a lot of trouble throwing the selvages away when I'm cutting things up.
Well, don't.
There's a huge pile of it.
Don't. Because you know that you know that there's a lot of demand out there for anything with selvages.
That's right. It seems very odd to sew a quilt with my own name in it, so perhaps I'll be giving some bags of selvage away on the blog.
Well, I think that's kind of neat though to do that. So hopefully there'll be more lines coming out from you in the future.
Look, I hope so. I don't know yet. It's my first line, and it's just about to be released tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, today in my schoolhouse. So hopefully people will like it, and I'll do another one.
I think they will. If people like, you know, it's very cheerful fabric. I think the color ranges are beautiful. We've got like purple and yellow and green and gray and pink and orange and and they're not like real bright, but they're vibrant enough to
make
you smile.
Always say my quilts are really bright. I don't actually think they're bright at all. I just think they're colorful. And
that's what
I've tried to get in the fabrics is that, you know, they're cheerful and they're happy, but they're not bright. They're not in your face bright. Just...
Okay, so now I'm going to pick your brain a little bit. Mm-hmm. When you design a quilt, any quilt, some of the ones for your books, or just any quilt, what is the process you go through to make those designs happen?
Very often it's started either with a quilt I've seen or a pattern I've seen somewhere, like not necessarily a quilt pattern, a pattern in a mosaic or a pattern on a piece of fabric or anything like that. And that'll start me sketching, and I have a lot of sketchbooks all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
I see my husband smirking in the corner. And I draw constantly little doodles of things all over the place. And so by the time I come to actually designing a quilt, I just kind of flick through all my sketchbooks and see something that catches my eye, and I start pulling pieces of fabric out, and or every now and then I have a piece of fabric that I just have to use, as everybody does, and I'll start, you know, throwing things on top of it, seeing what comes of it, and playing around and cut some things and put them on the design wall, and sometimes that doesn't work and they all come down and go in the scrap bin, and I cut something else.
I think that's a great way to do it.
It certainly allows for a lot more creativity. I very, very, very rarely plan a whole quilt out and make it exactly how I've planned it. I've actually just done that with the free pattern for the fabric because I had to. You know?
Right.
I had to have everything done by a certain date.
Right.
I was like, okay, well, I have to make.
And the free pattern is going to be on your site.
It will be on my site, and it's also on the Lisian site.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
It's on the Lisian site now.
And can you tell the listeners what their site is?
I think it's Lisian, it's Lecien, Lecien.co.jp.
.co.jp.
So if they go there and look under...
Or even if they Google it.
Yeah, if they Google it. I just actually posted on my blog that it was up there, so there's a link on the blog.
Okay,
well, so
good. Can you tell them your blog site too?
Yes, my blog site is called www.thelastpiece.net, or you can get to it through Typepad as well, but...
Great. And it is a great blog. I have to say, there is one picture on your blog, and it's of your studio at home. I believe it's your studio at home, that blows me away. I love the picture of the fabric coming around your
around the wall.
My friend Pam said to me, she said, that must be her fabric line. And I don't think it's all her fabric line.
None
I think
of it
that's
is.
A lot of her stash, I think.
That's my stash. I have a huge stash. And I'm very, very lucky that I have an amazing carpenter husband who built my studio in for me. And it's actually, we've just renovated our house, and it's the first time I've ever had a room where I can actually see all my fabric.
That's nice.
Because I'm used to having it in bins, and you rummage through, and you can't find the bit.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got to get everything out. So to be able to sit and just pull things out is fantastic, and it's been very good fun sewing the last few weeks and being able to just kind of rip things down.
I understand that. I'm actually having shelves built for me while I'm here. So I'm calling home and saying to my husband, how are they going? Looking good. So I'm excited
about
that.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, after 7 years of, or 7.5 years of owning a shop, I found it quite difficult not being able to just wander in the shop and look around and think, oh, I'll have that on my border, you know, and chopping a couple of meters off and going home.
So you have to,
So yeah, the last sort of year while we've been renovating and everything's been in boxes, and I've been making all the books for the quilts for the book.
Yeah.
It's been interesting trying to, you know, have everything in the right place, but we got there in the end.
Well, you're very busy, I mean, as far as quilting is concerned, but I know that you're also a very active mom.
Yes.
And you have some, can you tell us, you know, I mean, from reading your blog, I know that you're very active, your boys are very active in sports.
They are. Yeah, I have two boys, Charlie and Oscar. They're 13 and nearly 11. And they both play rugby and cricket and all that sort of stuff. And they're both very musical as well. Charlie plays the violin and Oscar plays the tuba, which drives me crazy because I cart a tuba everywhere I go, and you know, we need a station.
Couldn't
wagon
it have been a
something.
Smaller instrument? Right?
I keep saying trumpet, maybe. Yeah. Could we just go down? No, it's the tuba. And Oscar's not a big kid, so you can actually put Oscar in the tuba case and close it.
Oh, jeez,
it is huge, but he loves it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it's all about, I suppose. Yeah. So,
and how do they feel about you being? I mean, both of you are here, and they're still home.
Look, they're perfectly happy. My brother and his wife don't have kids yet, and so they move in and look after them. And so I'm quite sure they've been completely spoiled.
I bet.
Being cooked for and driven around and having all sorts of lovely things done for them. And we Skype all the time while I'm here.
Yes,
so.
which is a good thing. It's so wonderful having Skype, isn't it?
It's just fantastic. And it's nice because you can see them then too.
So let me ask you this, just out of curiosity, because I have two teenagers, and how do your kids appreciate your quilting? What do they think of your quilting?
They are my biggest fans.
Yeah?
They are so proud of me. It's really very, very sweet. The little one particularly will come out in front of people and go, my mum's a famous quilter. And I'm like, oh, mate, I'm really so not famous. If people could see me quilting on the couch in my tracksuit pants, they wouldn't think I was at all famous.
Well,
but he's so, you know. They take their quilts to school for show and tell.
Do they?
I mean, not the big ones so much anymore, but
yeah.
Yeah, and they've both been very excited by the fabric, and the 13-year-old has requested a quilt made out of some of it, which I thought was interesting because it's quite girly.
It's not quite. But he got likes, the stripes.
Yeah,
and you've
the
got
stripes
the dots.
And stuff, and he likes the little birds.
I like the birds too.
And,
I think they're pretty.
He actually likes the grey fabrics. I think.
And that would, I think that would work well.
Yeah, I think I'll have to. Have a
you know,
play
by
with
the time you chop, by the time you start chopping them up.
Yeah, and they do cut up really well because there's a big range of colours in each print, which I've tried to not get too monochromatic with any of them because I like to use a lot of big things and cut them up to get a lot of different colours in out of one fabric. So they do cut up really well, and they're good for fussy cutting too. Mm-hmm. I've been fussy cutting little birds
for
and diamonds and things.
So now one other thing I wanted to kind of touch base with too, you have another site. That people can load up their products to be sold to. Can you tell?
Yes. Well, Sewn, it's SEWN, sewn.net.au. Yes. Sorry. Checking that with the husband. It's actually my husband's business.
Okay.
And I just work for him, which is fun because he works for me in my business.
Yeah.
And what Sewn is, it's like an online magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be reporting from Houston about, you know, anything that's going on in the quilting world. Basically, we profile designers and we have free patterns on there, and we link up to a whole lot of fun people's blogs and all sorts of stuff like that. And within Sewn, there is a website called Sew and Sell, which is SEWNSELL, which is, I suppose, kind of like Etsy or something like that, but it's obviously on a lot smaller scale.
Right.
And you just can go on there and open a shop and load up your products and sell whatever you like, your quilts or your patterns.
And if you're not inclined to sell anything, you can certainly go on and buy things.
Well, absolutely, yes, that's right. You can go on there and buy things. And actually, my little shop that will be linked to my website is on Sew and Sell. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice, easy user. It's not so huge and unwieldy as something mm-hmm. like Etsy, where there are so many million different things to look at. Because it's only relatively new, there's not a huge, huge amount on there yet, mm-hmm. although it's getting bigger. And I've been running a little business with my friend Amy from Mrs. Schmenkman Quilts.
Oh, yes.
on there for a little while, called Dolly's Online, and we run a free pattern business, an online pattern business through there, and that's been great fun. It's worked really, really well.
I'm looking forward to meeting her at market.
She is a
hoot. We've already got the cell. I've already got the cell phone number we've exchanged, and we're like, we're meeting up.
Well, so. I've actually only ever met Amy once, and so we're like meeting properly at market because we talk nearly every day. So I'm so excited to see her. I think that's the most exciting part about coming to market.
It is to me. I totally agree with you. I think it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's such fun to see everybody, really.
Well, we have a little surprise for my listeners, too. We had talked about doing a little giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yes, we've got two packs of fat quarters of, so there's five fat quarters in each pack, so it's a colorway, two of the colorways from my fabric line from Little Things.
Excellent, excellent. So we will have two winners for the fat quarter pack, so they'll get to see what I'm looking at now, and I'll put pictures on the blog, so if you want to go to the blog to check out what you're going to win, it's cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. We'll have pictures up of those. We'll draw two winners, and we'll also have links back to all of Sarah's sites so that you can see what she's up to. And hopefully I'll be able to get some pictures of you at market in the booth. Will you have some quilts hanging in the booth too?
Yes, there's some quilts and there's a couple of other little bits and pieces I've made, cushions and, you know, all that stuff.
So all things that are made up with, booths, with the fabric line.
Yeah, all made up with the fabric line. And a lot of the things that are on the booth, there'll be free patterns for on my
website. Oh, excellent. So whoever wins these fat quarter packs might have to purchase a little bit more of your fabric to do some of the free patterns.
Yeah, well, some of them you could actually probably make from the fat quarter packs.
Excellent.
So,
excellent. Yeah, so there'll be something that they can go ahead and follow along with.
Absolutely.
So, and if anybody's interested in purchasing your fabric, you're going to have it on your site, correct?
I'm not quite sure yet whether I will actually sell meterage. I don't think that I will.
Okay.
I will sell kits and things like that.
Okay.
But at this point, I don't really know who's ordering
it. Who's going to order it. So best way to find out, will you have links eventually on your site
page
to who's carrying it? Yes. And then will manufacturer also have on
I would
their
think
site?
So, yeah. I would think Lyceum will have a list, but I'm certainly going to put one on my website too.
So there'll be brick and mortar stores that are getting them in the US and in other countries as well.
Yes, definitely.
And also online retailers will have it too.
Yeah. So I know there are several in Australia definitely who are ordering it, and there's been a few in Japan already, and I would presume in Europe as well, and hopefully
Houston
will like it too.
Oh, yes, so. I'm sure there will be many retailers in the U.S. carrying it, so I wish you really a lot of luck with that, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the new book too. Hopefully it comes out a lot sooner in the U.S. because it was, I'll tell you what, for me at least, it was a painfully long wait.
It was a very long wait. And I know that the publisher has received several complaints from bloggers and things.
I have to say, I got the first book, and I think the first book was shorter time. It was a shorter time.
Yeah.
And then when I couldn't get the second book, and my one of my girlfriends, she loves both of your books, loves them. And she says, I can't wait anymore. So she ended up ordering, I think, from Amazon in the UK,
had it.
She had to pay a whole lot more money for it.
Well, I mean, books here in the States are so much cheaper than they are in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I have had so many Americans order it direct from me at the Australian price. Mm-hmm. And then plus you pay nearly the same price as the book to ship it.
Because
they're quite big books too. Yes. They're chunky books.
Yeah.
So the shipping is huge, but apparently some people just
couldn't wait. I know. And I know. And I was having a real hard time, and I vacillated back and forth as to, okay, do I order? Do I not? And finally I said, it finally, I knew it was the release was imminent, and I said, okay.
Well, it's worth the wait because I think the cover on the American book is
I think
just
it's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
I think it's beautiful. But I love the fact that the Australian versions and the US versions have the different covers.
Yeah, well, it's caused a little bit of confusion. We've had a few people say, I just bought the American one and I already have it. You know, I bought it.
Mm.
I don't know why they changed the cover. I guess they have a different, you know, market strategy or whatever.
But
here.
you really lay on your blog. I mean, I think you really lay it out. So
yeah, I try
you
to
can
be
see,
very
you can
clear.
See the different. You can see these are Australian and these are
yeah.
The
and
US,
they're, you know,
so.
They're both called Material Obsession too.
Right.
So you would think
right.
if somebody already owned Material Obsession too, that they would
right.
kind
right.
of get it.
So, but if you don't have the book, you got to go get it now. You can get it in the
yes,
US.
You
so
can.
Go get it.
You can. I saw it yesterday in Borders. I was very excited.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Now, what did you say the third? Do you have a title for the third book?
Yes, it's called Quilting from Little Things.
That's right. Quilting yeah. from Little Things. Cool.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, we're looking forward to seeing that. Well, it's been so nice having you here.
Thank you for having me.
I hope that the listeners do log on to your site and check out what you're doing
yeah.
on a regular basis, because you're always doing something.
I'm always doing something. I'm never not doing something.
In fact, I was shocked last night when I came back to the room and I logged on to check my email to see if I, you know, gotten any email from you. And I'm like, I'm going to go over to her blog and check. And I was shocked that you were actually posting already
oh, yeah.
from the blog. And I said, wow, look at those little gnomes out in front of Doubletree. Are they really sitting out in front of
well,
the lawn?
Well, I was sitting downstairs in the Doubletree packing patterns at about 10 o'clock last night. I thought, oh, I may as well blog. Why not?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
So I was shocked to see that you're actually, which is great. It was great to see something. So
yeah.
so Sarah
well, I know
does
there's
have,
a lot of people that didn't yeah. get to come to market yeah. that want to know what's going on. So.
Yeah. Well, Sarah does have an active blog, so make sure
yes.
you check that out. You can always see what she's up to. And, make sure you go to my site for the giveaway, cvquiltworks.blogspot.com. Make sure you check out Sarah's new site, sarahfielke.com, and her blog, which is thelastpiece.typepad.com. And I will have links for you on my blog, so you can link back, and there will be links on the podcast as well, so everybody can go ahead and link back and forth if you want to learn more information. So. Until next time, happy quilting!